Welcome to another edition of InFocus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I just had a little mistake there. I apologize, especially to my guests here who are sitting in the studio. Oh, boy. I've made all sorts of mistakes. Okay, I just want to welcome the two of you.
Thank you, Bob.
Sorry about that. We have got Suzanne Rintoul from PEP and Becky Bellamy of Perth PharmaSafe. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us,
Thanks
Bob. We really appreciate it.
I'm going to ask you first, before we get underway here, Suzanne, to comment on the fact that today is World Alzheimer's Day.
It is, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to acknowledge that today is World Alzheimer's Day, and we do know that there are a lot of people in our community that are having to deal with the dementia or Alzheimer's, and that we are thinking of you today, and that our community is here for you and for your caregivers as well and your families. And, hopefully you will find some resources as we talk about the Seniors Active Living Fair this weekend that will be helpful to you in your journey.
Indeed, and we do have a link to the local Alzheimer's Society on our webpage and a story about what Smiths Falls is doing today. They will be lighting up their water tower in blue as a show of solidarity.
I heard that. That's really wonderful. Yeah.
So you can get a link and get some more information there if you're looking for something right now. But as you said, there's going to be lots of information that is coming up at the Seniors Active Living Fair, which is why you're here to speak.
I am. Yeah. So the Seniors Active Living Fair is going to be held October 1st, and we are very grateful to have Perth PharmaSafe that is going to sponsor the event for us. PharmaSafe has been a great support to seniors in the community. The fair is going to bring a great number of resources. We have Rideau Community Health Services that was going to provide a clinic. Ross Orthotics will provide appropriate footwear and make suggestions for people. And really, we're all just working towards being able to revitalize people's retirement and to also help keep them in their own home as long as possible.
So how did this come about?
Well, we belong to an association called the Older Adult Association of Ontario. And this came about by a grant that was made possible by them and by Ontario Seniors. So we were very successful in getting that grant. And we were able to provide a venue. It's something that we'd been thought about doing for a number of years now. But of course, it takes time and it takes money. So this grant is definitely going to help us with that endeavor.
All right. Yeah. Well, Becky, we'll turn to you for a moment here. First, welcome to InFocus. I don't think you've been on here
before. I haven't.
Wow.
No, thank you.
But people will no doubt recognize your voice, of course.
Hopefully.
Yeah, from the spots that you've had on with us for many, many years. So
yes.
It is great to have you here in person.
Thank you for being
So
for having me.
You work in the healthcare sector. You're a board member at PEP, and your business partner volunteers providing musical therapy. So we're looking at a pretty broad scope here. What are you noticing each day as you serve the public?
Well, I'm finding that people are generally a lot more stressed with more responsibilities. Our local seniors want to stay at home. And their caregivers need support. So it is very challenging navigating the healthcare system. And they come to our pharmacy looking for help. And we find PEP has been a great resource for us.
Yeah, indeed. And certainly for the community as well. But that's one of many. And speaking of that, at this fair, you are going to have 30 or more vendors in attendance. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they go?
Yeah, so we've reached out to all of the community partners that we could possibly think of and had availability to that limited number of programs. So when they arrive, we're going to have an introduction. We're very happy to have Brian Perkin.
How soon they forget.
Brian Perkin will be our MC for the morning. He's going to introduce Anne McCrae. Anne McCrae is our local counselor in Perth, and she's got a few kind words to say about PEP. And then we're very fortunate to have our own staff physiotherapist, Andrea Pickett. And Andrea is going to talk about the issue of incontinence. That it's not a normal part of aging, and what she can do and what services she can provide to help with that for people. We're going to have Matt Dixon, who I know you all are familiar with here as well, and he's going to play some music for us over the lunch hours. And then we have some activity demonstrations. So we've recently had Joanna Lintiman come into PEP and she has done Tai Chi demonstrations to our clients to see if that's something that they think would help in their active living, and they're helping them to age gracefully, obviously. And so she's going to provide that demonstration. And we also have Isabel Boyle. Isabel is a very good speaker, and she is going to chat with folks about the advanced care planning. We've had her in the past, and we're glad to have her back. And then lastly, Janice Steele. Janice Steele is the local Lanark Paramedic Program, and she is going to talk about the paramedicine program, the specific program to visiting people within their homes, which is really valuable and something that obviously our government has recognized is an important service to help seniors stay in their own home as well.
Absolutely. I've had her on speaking about that before. It's a great program.
It is. I don't think enough people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely Janice, she'll also provide like a vendor table as well with information, and her presentation will be at 3:00.
Yeah, and she knows her stuff. She's great. So, I mean, all of those things that you're mentioning, that's just fantastic, and that's only like a small part of it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we have other people that will PharmaSave will be there, obviously. They have Becky, maybe you can talk to about what PharmaSave is providing at the fair.
Well, we'll be providing some information about services we can provide, such as compliance packaging. We also will have information if anybody's asking about the minor ailments that pharmacists can now assess and prescribe for certain minor ailments, so that people are aware of that. Also, Darlene Bishop will be there. A lot of people know her in our downtown store, and she will have a display of compression stockings and some for sale, as well as to talk about them and how they will help. So yeah, and we may have a table of things to purchase as well. We're not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. I think you can speak, Becky, to a subject that many can answer, but you're sort of representing people who support PEP here. So why don't you tell us why it is important for organizations such as yours to do that, to support them?
Well, we feel that PEP's values of supporting patients and their caregivers certainly aligns with PharmaSave's values of helping our community age well in place. Interestingly, Pam and I both independently realized early on what a great service PEP provides to our community. And since our community and our customers mean everything to us, it just made sense. And so we've been a supporter ever since of PEP.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and they're, yeah.
A lot of other people have as well. I'm sure that, I mean, you work with a lot of different health professionals too, and I'm sure
certainly
those sentiments are just echoed.
Well, I mean, and I have Suzanne on speed dial, and if I need something, and we're always talking to one another, and I have this client who needs this, and, what do you think? And we're always talking, and I mean, it's a very innovative bunch, and we're always trying to find innovative ways to help people and keep them in their homes independently, in their homes longer.
For sure. And Suzanne, I mean, for you, that just must be music to your ears. This goes to the collective that we've talked about before, and how it really takes a village.
Yeah, it really does. We really appreciate all the support that PharmaSave has provided us over the years. Like Becky said, Pam is great to come in and do musical performances three times a year, Easter, Elvis's birthday, and Christmas, which is really wonderful. And, Becky, again, if I have a question or person is struggling with perhaps their asthma, something like that, like a client that's coming to PEP, Becky can, talk to them about what appliances might help them to make sure that their medication is administered more effectively. So it's a great team. And like she said, we really value our clients. She's very kind to them. And, she's kind to everybody, not just our clients. So that's really important to us in this community, that we take care of seniors together.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you run down the final details here for us, Suzanne, if you don't mind, and let people know where, when, and how they can attend.
Okay, so anybody can go to this event. It's completely free. It's on Sunday, October the 1st, and it starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, and it runs until 4. It is at our local Legion in Perth, Ontario, on Beckwith Street. And as you were saying, we have 30-plus vendors. We'll have wellness presentations, health clinics, local resources will be available. And I'm very thankful to Marilyn at Community Home Support, who's going to provide us with a free cafe. So come on over. There's door prizes, draws, a little bit of shopping to do, just because ladies like to go out and, you know, not only just find resources, but maybe buy something while they're there. So, we really look forward to seeing everybody that day. It's going to be a busy day in Perth, but hopefully everybody makes it over.
The Seniors Active Living Fair, you can also call 613-201-7172 or email info@morepep.ca to get more information, right?
Yes, that's right, Bob. Thank you very much for having us on the station again today. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Suzanne Rintoul, Executive Director of PEP Therapeutic Center here in Perth. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Becky Bellamy of Perth PharmaSave. A joy to have you here.
And Tay River Medical Pharmacy as well.
There you go.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. That'll do it for another edition of InFocus. I'm Bob Perreault. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.